Today I'm welcoming Gemma Whitehouse. You are the Surrey Volunteer Recruitment Officer for Home Start, the charity Home Start. Welcome to Radio Jackie. Can you tell me a little bit first about Home Start, the basics of the charity?
Yes, definitely. Hi, lovely to meet you. So Home Start is a charity which is celebrating 50 years of existence in the UK. And it was first started by a lady who wanted to start something where people go into people's homes to help families. And they're going there not because they're paid to go there, but because they want to go there and they want to help. And she really thought that actually I could do this and I could get a network of volunteers. And she trained all those volunteers exactly how she wanted them to do things, to help families with young children under the age of 5 who were struggling for whatever reason. So there can be all manner of reasons why they're struggling. And she started it and it's grown and grown and grown. So it's now it's not only UK wide, it's actually in other countries as well. And so in Surrey, we have a consortium of 8 local Home Starts. And we cover the whole of Surrey. But there are pockets where we don't have as much coverage as we would like. Because it's, you know, it can be funding, the amount of volunteers. So what we're really trying to do as Home Start Surrey is come together and raise awareness of this wonderful charity, which can really make a difference.
What sort of families does Home Start help?
People with young children, because it is such a challenging time. You know, it could be mothers just, you know, who are suffering with postnatal depression, or they could just have, you know, multiple children, you know, or they could, if there's only a single parent or they don't have family nearby, there could be so many reasons why they need somebody to just come in every week, non-judgmental. It's not, you know, social services, anything like that. It's just coming in extra pair of hands, and it's reliable. It's every week, you know, unless, like, you know, you are allowed to go on holiday as a volunteer. It's every single week without fail.
How many hours a week would a volunteer go and help their particular family?
It's between 2 to 4 hours a week. And the idea is you're visiting someone within your local area, so you shouldn't be traveling very far. Because it's not a huge amount, but it's just a regular time, and they can just, you know, whatever it is that they need help with, even if it is literally just sitting there and having a cup of tea and listening to them.
What sort of training do the volunteers get to equip them to properly help these families in a practical, useful and helpful way?
You know, we really get taught. We do a 9-week preparation course where we're really taught the value of listening to people, because these days, modern society, people are so busy. You're having a conversation with somebody and all they're thinking about is what they're going to say next.
Yeah.
They're not actually listening to what the person's saying. And we get taught, you know, in these special sort of case studies and things, how the importance of actually listening to people, because it may be that's the only time all week that they actually get someone to really listen to how they're feeling. It's not about the volunteer. You know, it's not about the volunteer. It's all about that family that you're helping.
You talked about training. So what does a volunteer go through within the training course that you offer?
So the training course, it actually varies within each Home Start, but we are going to try and sort of unite it so that everyone has the same training. But the idea is, before COVID, it was all done in person. So it was 9 weeks. You go along every single week. It was really good fun. You get to meet all the coordinators in your area. You get to meet all the other people that are also volunteering from all walks of life. And you go through stages each week of various areas that you're going to cover in the training. Safeguarding, you know, looking for signs, you know, getting taught all these things about, you know, because you could be in any situation that you're not expecting. So they sort of come up with all these different examples of what could happen and how you react, and then the coordinators are there to help you. We do breakout discussions and everything, so it's really, really good fun, the actual preparation course. But obviously during COVID everything changed, so it was done online. So there's a hybrid model where you can do the online, you can do some of it online, but you can't beat being in person with people and really, you know, learning on how to listen, how to really listen to people. And what we're going to do is make it so that, you know, if people work full time, but they still want to volunteer, could we make that happen? Could we do training in the evenings, at the weekends? You know, we're trying to really branch out so that anybody can volunteer if they want to. We don't want to have barriers to volunteering. And to begin with, as you're just getting to know that family, you might only stay for an hour because, you know, to begin with, it might be a little bit strange, you know, going into a stranger's house. But as you get to know them and you become almost part of that family, then you may stay longer and longer, but you would never stay beyond, I guess, 3 to 3.5 hours per week.
Yeah. And would the same volunteer always be with the same family? Obviously, they do go on holiday, but you try and keep that continuity because obviously the family then have confidence in that person and they eventually open out and you can spot problems. And what's your responsibility? You say you've done child safety and child safety awareness courses. If you saw something that concerns you, what's your responsibility? How do you go about tackling that?
Yes. So if we did see anything like that, then we would speak to our coordinators and they would advise us on what to do.
Right.
So we would never just stand by and let things happen if we could see that there was a problem. But we're not going to be straight on the phone to social services. That, you know, we would speak to the coordinators and they would assess what we needed to do. If there are certain families where things are really, really difficult for that family, we do actually have paid support workers as well.
Yeah, so if the volunteer saw something happening at a particular time which really, really concerned them, would they feel obliged to step in straight away or would they report it? What's the process?
Yes, if it was something very serious, then yes, you would. I mean, you wouldn't just stand by and let, you know, say a child was getting abused or slapped or something. You know, you wouldn't just stand by and let that happen. So this is what the training course prepares you for. So you don't go in there thinking, I don't know what to do. You go in there fully prepared. And we have ongoing training as well. So that it's not you just get trained once, that's it. You have ongoing safeguarding that you repeat every year. And we also have a support group which meets approximately every 6 weeks. So we go along and we can talk through in confidence any issues that might arise. So we're very well looked after as volunteers.
It's a certification you have that makes that you're safe to work with children.
Yes, so the DBS, we're all fully DBS checked. Yes, absolutely.
Right. Okay, let's move on. You're celebrating your 50 years and you're bringing in an initiative called the Power of Little Moments.
Yes, I mean, what's wonderful about Home Start is they're always thinking of new ideas, of new ways to share their message. And the recent one, the Power of Little Moments, is how it can just be one little thing that happens with that family that makes such a difference. It could be the mum's, you know, got the confidence to take her twins to the park for the first time. You know, just those little things that Home Start, all taking them swimming for the first time, that's something that they couldn't not necessarily have done without the support of their Home Start worker, volunteer. So it's just those little things that can really make a big difference.
And how are you bringing those to light? Are they on the website? People say, this has made a difference to me. So this is a little moment. Are you?
Yes. So we've got Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and we're given really good tools via Home Start UK. And so we've got campaigns where people have given their sort of experiences and little quotes of just what really makes a difference to people, because it can make a huge difference to people in those early years when we all know how tiring it is having young children.
So you're there really helping young mums. They could be single mums.
Or dads, anyone. We have Dads Matter in Surrey who we're piloting at the moment as well, because we mustn't forget about the dads. You know, it's an upheaval for mums, but it's also a massive change for dads as well. We don't want them to get left out. So we also invite, you know, we don't just want volunteers who are female. Male volunteers are also very, very welcome. And we just want to increase our pool of volunteers, because it's all about getting that match right, you know. We don't want to just put any old volunteer with a family if they're not suited. We want to be able to have a pool of people that we can think, yes, I think this person's going to be perfect for that family. And we ideally want to have more volunteers than we do. We're getting a lot of referrals. And it's, you know, as a coordinator, if you go and visit someone who's really in need, but there just isn't the support available, it's devastating, you know. So we want to be able to really help as many people as possible.
And where are the referrals coming from? Councils?
Yeah, so you're actually able to self-refer for most local home starts, not all of them, I think. You can be referred through a midwife, health visitor, doctor, you know, just word of mouth as well. You know, you could have a mother who's got twins who's really struggling but has got a home start visitor. She then tells her friend who's also struggling, well, why don't you go and, you know, look at home start? I first found out about it just purely by a school teacher who told me about the charity. I had never heard of it. And I was talking to her about how, for me, my kids are going to secondary school. I work part time, but I still have hours in my week. What am I going to do? You know, my kids are going to secondary school. I'm not going to be needed as much. And she said, why don't you look at Home Start? So I went home, Googled it, watched a few videos, and I just thought, this is amazing. Why would I not want to get involved? This is brilliant. What a great idea. And it all went from there.
So if somebody wants to volunteer, what's the process they take part in to become a volunteer?
Okay, so if you look at the website, the Home Start Surrey website, we have 8 local home starts. So if you go on there, you can find out which area you would be in. And then you can just fill out a quick form and then we will get back to you. If you want to speak on the phone, there's a phone number on the website, or send me an email, volunteers@homestartsurrey.org. We will get in touch. And then we have courses starting in September. But by all means, get in touch now, because we want, you know, the places will fill up and we'll want to get you on board for September. And yeah, we're here to chat. We're thinking of actually doing maybe like coffee mornings throughout Surrey, so people can come along and have a chat about it. If they're, you know, what is this about? Do I really want to get involved?
Yeah, so if a Radio Jacqueline listener is going to be listening to this interview, what would you say to them about the rewards of being a Home Start volunteer?
It is so rewarding, because you're doing something which is purely for someone else. It's not about you. You can just get it into your week. Okay, on a Monday afternoon, I do my Home Start. If I get invited to do anything else, I know that I'm busy that day. That's fine. And you go along and you're just genuinely giving up 2 hours of your time. You know, in a week, that's nothing. But you can really make a difference. And it's so fun to be with young children when you're not tired. You just get to go and play with them. Give mum a break. You let mum go and have a rest, or go and do the cleaning or whatever, and you play with these kids. And it's like, I think it keeps you young. We have a lady called Angela who's been doing it for 40 years. She's 92 years old, and she looks like a spring chicken. She's so active. I think it keeps you young being with young children, and you don't have that tiredness that the mums have. You know, they're just so exhausted, been up all night, and all you're doing is going around there, you know, just making a difference. It's so rewarding. I absolutely love it. And I've been doing it since 2019, and it's never a chore. It's always an absolute pleasure to go around and just see the gratitude that you get.
I think your charity is sort of filling in from what we have in the UK, the lack of grandparents, parents and children all helping each other.
Everybody, yes.
We don't have that. So in Italy, you know, the grandparents go and help the parents with their young children, so they're working. We don't seem to have that anymore in the UK. So you're sort of fulfilling that role, aren't you?
Yeah, well, they say it takes a village to raise a child. And this is how you know, you're helping your community, because it could be that they have grandparents, but they live 2 hours away or 5 hours away. Well, that's not going to help them on a weekly basis. They can't rely on that. And there are people who do have that, and they are the really, really lucky ones. I have to say, they are the really lucky ones, because, as you say, not everyone has that. So
if you're a young mom or you're a young dad with young children, you're tearing your hair out.
Love. Yes.
Start.
Exactly. It's they're like angels. I mean, we are. I still volunteer, even though I'm doing the recruitment role. So a lot of people do start off as a volunteer, but then it can lead to a career path, you know, as a support worker, as a, you know, this role's come available for me. I was like, wow, that's my dream job. I'm doing this anyway. I've told people about Home Start for the last 4 years anyway. You know, well, some of my friends have started doing it purely from me telling them about it. You're not just helping the family, you're actually helping yourself as well. I think they're doing a finding at Oxford University, they're kind of doing a study on volunteering, actually what it does for your mental health, because it definitely helps me.
Well, it's very symbiotic. If you're helping somebody else, your own problems tend to, you put it on the back shelf because you're...
Exactly.
Yeah. And then when you reevaluate your own problems, they don't actually seem so bad because
No.
you're helping someone else. So
at least I got to sleep last night yeah. without being interrupted six times, you know?
How many volunteers are you actually short of? And sorry, how many do you need?
So we currently have 352 in 8 local home starts. One of the people I spoke to recently, we had a get together. She said, I need 20 more volunteers. So if you think about it, there's 1.2 million people in Surrey. We don't need millions of volunteers. We just need maybe 20 more in every single local home start would make such a difference. We could, you know, that would just mean that those families that are reaching out, we can turn around to them and say, yes, we can help you.
Well, your enthusiasm, I'm sure, will make lots of people want to join the charity and help. Thank you for talking to me. Is there anything else you want to add?
Just that if there's any local businesses who often look for a charity of the year or a charity of the month or anything, then we also need funding. And although it is very positive, but there's also the danger for some home starts that they will get shut down if we don't get the funding. So if any of local businesses want to support us in any way, any local schools that want to help us, because, you know, that's where you can really reach parents whose kids are at school now. You know, they may not be working full time. They may have time in their week. So please, yeah, definitely help us spread the word. Help us spread the word so that we want every, and local celebrities as well. If you've got any local celebrities listening, there's a 50 for 50 campaign, and we're thinking, wouldn't it be amazing if we could get 50 local celebrities to support us in our 50th year and just really get that message out there so that everyone in Surrey knows about Home Start and that we're not helping people start their cars. We're not helping people with their first house. And we're not a rescue service for your like the AA. We are helping families with young children in Surrey.
That's absolutely brilliant. Well, I hope your 50 for 50 campaign works. We'll definitely try and spread the word for you. And if you do have any other campaigns come up, please come back to us.
And we will definitely. Thank you so much.
Thank you.